This Morning, America's First News starts right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com. Easy.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This Morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Biden retreats. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koshenka, on this Friday, October 22nd. Glad you could be with us, and here's what we have for you this hour.
At a town hall, President Biden indicated he's backing away from tax increases as a way to pay for giant spending proposals.
Tragedy on a movie set. Investigators say one person was killed and another was injured when actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun.
The CDC says we can choose a free COVID booster as soon as today. They're available at clinics, doctors' offices, and pharmacies.
And disappearing perks at hotels like free breakfast.
Even sometimes they call a hotel, talk to the front desk. Has the restaurant reopened? Yes, the restaurant reopened. So if I'm an elite member and I'm part of my expected perk is a hot breakfast buffet, yeah, you get it. And then you get there and they say, oh no, well it's not open on the days you're here.
Wall Street Journal travel writer Scott McCartney on lousy communications by hotels these days about perks. President Biden appears to be moving away from promised tax increases to fund planned infrastructure and social spending. At a CNN town hall, Mr. Biden said he was close to striking a deal to pass major spending measures after weeks of intra-party bickering among his fellow Democrats. However, he said that raising corporate tax rates was unlikely to be part of the legislation. He feels a separate minimum corporate tax proposal could fund the social programs that are at the heart of his domestic agenda. The tax compromise could help sell the plan to Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, who has expressed concern about Mr. Biden's plan to raise corporate taxes.
She's supportive of almost all the things I mentioned relating to everything from family care to all those issues. Where she's not supportive is she says she will not raise a single penny in taxes on the corporate side and or on wealthy people.
Separately, when asked about voting rights, Mr. Biden expressed support for changing the Senate filibuster tradition, which requires 60 of 100 U.S. senators to agree on most legislation. The House has voted to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in criminal contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The contempt resolution passed largely along party lines in the Democrat-controlled House, sending the case to the Justice Department for possible prosecution. A conviction could result in a fine and 12 months in jail. Among the Republicans voting in favor, Wyoming's Liz Cheney.
This should not be a partisan issue, and that people recognize that what happened on January 6th can't go uninvestigated.
Meanwhile, as the vote began, Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, a loyalist of President Trump, said to Ms. Cheney, quote, "You're done. You're a joke, Liz. Your party rejected you." The Wall Street Journal says Ms. Cheney responded with, quote, "Shouldn't you be focusing on Jewish space lasers?" Authorities say actor Alec Baldwin was using a prop firearm when he shot two people, one fatally, on the set of the upcoming film Rust. Investigators say he killed the cinematographer yesterday and injured the director. More from this morning's Mike Gavin.
42-year-old cinematographer Helena Hutchins died at the University of New Mexico Hospital after she was airlifted from the set. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office says the director, 48-year-old Joel Souza, was transported via ambulance to a nearby hospital for treatment. The Sheriff's Office says the incident is still under active investigation and no charges have been filed. The movie stars the 63-year-old Mr. Baldwin, who also serves as a producer. Production on the Western has been halted. Gordon.
Thanks, Mike. So how does a prop gun wind up killing someone? Yahoo.com says prop gun doesn't always mean it's a fake. The term also applies to real guns used as props to add authenticity to things like close-up shots. In 1993, you might recall, Brandon Lee, son of the martial arts star Bruce Lee, was accidentally shot to death with a prop gun while filming the movie The Crow.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PCs and tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get where you want to go. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
Thanks for spending time with us. The CDC has recommended COVID-19 booster shots from Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and supported mixing vaccines with a different booster dose. The vaccine doses can now become available at doctors' offices, pharmacies, and vaccination sites starting today. The move to allow people to get a coronavirus booster vaccine that's different from their initial dose is a move experts say will give doctors and states flexibility and smooth over confusing messages over boosters. However, public health officials have expressed concern about more transient populations like migrants and the homeless. More from Nathaniel Wechsel, health reporter at The Hill. Nate, explain.
Right now, the federal officials are working to clear these COVID vaccines for mixing and matching booster doses, right? So, you know, if you got a J&J vaccine, you'd be able to get a dose of Pfizer as a booster, or if you got Moderna, you'd be able to get a dose of Pfizer as a booster, or, you know, any sort of combination of all of them. And states are going to be the ones that have to implement that. So, you know, states are sort of going to need the instructions from the federal government. They're going to sort of just have to decide who gets what, you know, and that sort of it all comes down to the state level, the local level, the tribal level.
Yeah. Well, this is really a difficult messaging campaign, isn't it? I mean, you can blame the Biden administration, I guess, if you want, but some of these finer points are probably difficult for most consumers to remember all the time.
Yeah, I mean, the part of the messaging, they have to balance this fact of, yes, there is some waning immunity from the initial vaccine. So, you know, if you fit a certain group, if you're, you know, immunocompromised, if you're over 65, if you're 18 to 64 and at risk for COVID infection because of your job, then you're probably going to need a booster. And in certain cases, it might not necessarily matter which booster you get, but it also doesn't mean that the initial vaccine no longer works. Mm. And another part of the issue is that, you know, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was a one-and-done vaccine. That was sort of the point of it, is that, you know, the big selling point was that you get this one shot and you're done with it. But now it's coming out that, well, maybe you need a second dose. And that's going to maybe cause a problem for some of the people that needed it, if they were homeless, if they were migrants, if they, you know, just people that are more difficult to find. States have been going to have to go out and find these people and give them a second dose.
All right. We're speaking with Nate Wechsel, health reporter at The Hill. His piece is called Mix and Match Boosters Could Pose Logistical Hurdles for States. All right. So you referenced some of the transient population. How about some of the logistics here that states will have to go through for administering boosters?
Yeah. I mean, it's going to come down to, you know, they're not going to be running these mass vaccination clinics like you saw for the initial shots, mainly just because there's not that many people that are going to be eligible for it, at least initially. So it's going to be, you know, mainly in pharmacies, mainly in doctor's offices. But states are sort of just going to have to balance in these tell the pharmacists, well, you know, this person got a dose of Pfizer at first. Now you need to make sure they get the correct dose of Moderna if they're going to get a different dose. So it's sort of it comes down to the labeling. It comes down to the dosing. It's just going to be just a different set of instructions that everyone's going to have to balance.
Yeah, geez. What about the idea of just, keeping it simple and just say, if you got Moderna initially, get the Moderna booster. Would that help simplify things?
It probably would help simplify things. And the CDC is meeting right now to, you know, formally clear the authorization. And it looks like you know, if that's the direction they're going towards the end of the day, is to say, you know, the preference would be get the booster of the initial shots. You know, if you got Moderna, get Moderna booster. But in some cases, that might not be available. Like if you're a nursing home resident and you got Moderna the first time, but now it's time for a booster and it's not so easy to get Moderna, they only have Pfizer. Now that's sort of the case where mixing and matching is going to be allowed.
Thanks, Nate. Nathaniel Wexel, health reporter at The Hill. 20 minutes after the hour on this morning, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
Actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun on a movie set, killing the film's director of photography and injuring its director. The Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office says a 42-year-old woman was killed and a 48-year-old man injured on the set of Rust, a Western being filmed in the Bonanza Creek Ranch in Santa Fe. The circumstances of the shooting are under investigation and no charges have been filed.
Number two.
President Biden says he's close to striking a deal to pass major infrastructure and social spending measures, with just a handful of issues still under debate. Biden struck a confident note on his $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure deal and a separate social spending plan during a CNN town hall event. He says a minimum corporate tax proposal could fund social programs.
You have 55 corporations, for example, in the United States of America, making over $40 billion. Don't pay a cent. Not a single little red cent.
The social spending plan remains a subject of debate on Capitol Hill.
Number three.
The boss of a notorious Haitian gang accused of kidnapping 17 members of a U.S.-based missionary group last weekend is warning that the hostages will be killed if his demands aren't met. The gang leader made the threat in a video posted on social media. Officials said earlier in the week that the gang was demanding $1 million for each of those kidnapped. 16 Americans and one Canadian were abducted along with their Haitian driver. The CDC has cleared booster shots of Moderna's and J&J's COVID vaccines, giving people the freedom to mix and match any of the three vaccines approved for use in the U.S. The agency recommended the Moderna booster for elderly people and at-risk adults and endorsed J&J's boosters for everyone 18 and older. If you were able to laugh a bit over the pandemic instead of constantly doom-scrolling, you were a lot better off. The American Psychological Association says there's new evidence to suggest that scrolling through COVID memes over the past year and a half helped people cope with the stress of the pandemic. Researchers say those who looked at funny images and text shared on social media reported feeling calmer and more content. And people who eyed memes with captions that addressed COVID in particular were even more likely to have lower stress levels about the pandemic than those who looked at memes without COVID-related captions.
All right. Laughter retains its title as yes. The best medicine.
Innovation. Resilience. Agility. It's how Michigan businesses work together and continue to build the future. Our expertise, talented workforce, and collaborative environment are making a difference now and shaping the future. Join us and make your mark where it matters. Visit michiganbusiness.org/radio to put your plans in motion. That's michiganbusiness.org/radio.
18 months into the pandemic, travelers say they keep encountering misleading and false promises on hotel websites. They complain of finding the elite-level lounges, free breakfast, or happy hour receptions with snacks unavailable, sometimes even when hotels claim they have been restored. The maddening trend from Scott McCartney, travel columnist at the Wall Street Journal. Scott, what are road warriors telling you?
Yeah, no, they're really frustrated. They're saying they even sometimes they call a hotel, talk to the front desk. Has the restaurant reopened? Yes, the restaurant reopened. So if I'm an elite member and I'm part of my expected perk is a hot breakfast buffet, yeah, you get it. And then you get there and they say, oh no, well it's not open on the days you're here.
Wow.
And so there's been a lot of that. Loyalty program lounges that aren't open, evening receptions are a popular thing at some hotels. And really, I think the big problem here is the lack of communication. It's one thing to say, okay, for the pandemic and cost cutting and all, we're not going to offer that. But be straight with people if you're not going to offer that. And hotels have not done that. Brands that are known for free breakfast continue to say free breakfast. And when you get there, There may not be breakfast, or it may be grab and go instead of the hot buffet you've expect. And people are really frustrated. The grab and go is, you know, just a yogurt and a breakfast bar. And it's just not the same amenity.
So is that reflected in, say, a lower room price?
Well, no. And in fact, sometimes it's reflected in a higher room price. I mean, one example a traveler told me about and verified was some Radisson hotels are selling business class rooms at higher rates. They're standard rooms, but they typically come with free breakfast, and the standard room does not. And so you pay more. When I looked in, you know, next few days, it was $5 more. If you booked further out, it was as much as $125 more. And so there was a particular hotel near O'Hare Airport that I called, talked to the front desk, and they said, well, the restaurant's closed, so there is no hot breakfast for business class rooms. Everyone gets a grab-and-go bag. And so whether you booked a standard room or a business class room, you get the same breakfast bag. There's really no other benefit. And yet some people might unsuspectingly pay significantly more for that business class room.
Wow. Thank you, Scott. Scott McCartney, travel columnist at The Wall Street Journal. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Hey, do you ever feel boxed in by your wardrobe, that you have to choose between comfort and style? Well, the founder of Cuts felt that way, so he reinvented the idea of work leisure apparel from the ground up, starting with the basic t-shirt. The result is a shirt stylish enough for the boardroom or the broadcast booth. I love shirts from Cuts. They're the most comfortable, most durable, and the most fashionably flexible. I've worn them with shorts and sandals and also under a suit jacket. And now they've got another innovation. Cuts Always On Joggers are pants designed to never take a day off, even when you do. From working out to eating out, Cuts Always On Joggers fit you and the situation perfectly with comfort that never quits and style that never disappoints. They're the choice of elite athletes like Patrick Mahomes, Damian Lillard, and Bryce Harper. It's not just a lifestyle. It's not just clothing. It's work leisure apparel for the sport of business. Get 15% off your first order at cutsclothing.com/Gordon. That's cutsclothing.com/Gordon for 15% off your first order. This portion of the program is brought to you by Dell. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything at you. Dell Technologies advisors have the tech advice you need to navigate whatever you're up against. For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. Congress is eyeing 18-year-old tractor trailer drivers as a response to the supply chain problems afflicting the country. The bipartisan infrastructure package that passed the Senate would create a pilot program to allow drivers as young as 18 to obtain commercial driver's licenses and move goods across state lines. Some of the issues from Zachary Halashek, economic policy reporter at the Washington Examiner. Zach, what are we looking at?
Yeah, so right now, as it currently stands, if you're under the age of 21 and you have a CDL, a commercial driver's license, you can only drive within the state that was issued in. So, you know, in California and larger states like Florida, California, Texas, it might be, you know, easy to drive around if you're under the age of 21, but in smaller states, you can't even cross the state lines to transport things using a semi or an 18-wheeler. Basically, what this would do, and it's included in the bipartisan infrastructure package as of now, what it would do would create a pilot program where up to 3,000 18 to 20-year-olds at a time would be driving across state lines as part of this program. And the debate, I guess, centers upon two things. Well, as you said, there is a shortage of truckers, certainly a shortage right now, especially, you know, given labor shortages across the entire industry, or all industries. But basically, the idea for it is that it would put more drivers on the road, younger drivers, and kind of, you know, make this a way to solve or get out of this supply chain crunch that we're currently in. The opposition to it falls into two buckets. There's the public and the private buckets. The public argument against it is, you know, 18-year-olds behind the wheel of a 80,000-pound vehicle is just too young and too dangerous. And then the private interest would be, you know, more drivers in the market. It's harder to drive up wages.
Wow. Okay, so where does this stand necessarily in Washington? I mean, I know it's part of this larger package, so it may be a moot point to discuss it that way. But I mean, how is it being perceived or received?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, Todd Young is the one who sponsored it. He's a Republican senator from Indiana. And he actually first tried introducing this in 2019, and it ended up dying in committee. So I think that now the reason why it's in the package as it stands is because there's, you know, this obvious issue with supply chains right now that's dominating the headlines, dominating the news cycle. And I think that, you know, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are kind of seeing this as a common sense solution, you know, given that, you know, 19, 20 year olds are already, you know, in the military and operating heavy machinery there. So why not just extend this out to, you know, commercial driving?
Wow. We're speaking with Zach Halashak, economic policy reporter at The Washington Examiner. His piece is called Congress Eyes Teenagers Driving Tractor Trailers to Solve Supply Chain Backups. So the industry is down at least tens of thousands of drivers, right? And then I think you pointed out in the story, a lot of the current drivers are close to retirement age. So, I mean, this is a serious issue here.
Yeah, and the American Truckers Association said that there's about, I think it was, what did they say? I want to say 80,000 short right now in terms of drivers. And the average age of a trucker is 54. And, you know, I think it's about 25%, about a quarter of the trucking industry right now is either at or close to the age of retirement. So, you know, introducing younger people to the profession is a way to kind of, you know, energize it and give it more wind behind the sails. You know, it's, if you graduate high school and you're looking for a job as a trucker, it's going to be kind of hard to come by, especially if you're confined to your state. But if this were to be, you know, rolled out across the board after the pilot program, there could be high school vocational programs and you could go straight from high school into it. So it, you know, infuse industry with younger people and hopefully give it a kick in the rear.
Thanks, Zach. Zachary Halashak, economic policy reporter at The Washington Examiner. This is pretty sobering. Every 10 seconds, someone becomes a victim of fraud or ID theft. And even worse, 23% never recover their money. If you think it can happen to you, that's what they're counting on. But now, there's Aura. Aura is all-in-one protection from identity theft, financial fraud, malware, scam sites, and more. And Aura alerts you to fraud and threats fast, like if your online accounts or passwords were leaked or if someone tries to open a bank account in your name. It's a new type of security service that protects all of your online information with one simple subscription. Aura is easy to set up, and all plans come with $1 million in identity theft insurance to help recover your stolen funds and experienced U.S.-based customer support that's got your back. Right now, Aura is offering our listeners early access and 3 free months when you visit aura.com/Gordon. Go to aura.com/Gordon to get access before anyone else and 3 months for free. That's aura.com/Gordon.
Today's Mic Drop is brought to you by Dell. For your small business needs, call a Dell Technologies advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
Welcome into Friday. Thanks for being with us. Time now for the Mic Drop. Here's this morning's Mike Gavin.
Good morning. Well, we know that for astronauts spending time in space, one of the last things they're thinking about is what kind of food they'll be eating while they're up there. That doesn't mean they wouldn't be happier with a better menu, and NASA's working on that now. NASA's chosen 18 companies to continue developing space food that astronauts could eat long-term deep space missions to Mars or other planets, such as 3D printed steak and ingredients including insect protein, fungus, and algae. About 100 companies submitted entries, with a group of about 10 NASA employees judging the contest. One of those firms is Aleph Farms, which successfully printed a facsimile of a ribeye steak in February. Other winners including a company that has developed a space bread and a San Francisco company which plans to grow and dehydrate microalgae to form into crunchy, bite-sized snacks mixed with nuts and other ingredients.
Wow.
How about some algae snacks for you after after lunch?
Well, I guess when you're in space, you have other things to think about.
Well, yeah. I mean, real astronauts. Now, if it was us going up into space, I imagine that we would go up into space, and then it would be like, well, look, we're weightless.
Yes.
You know, we'd have a little fun being weightless, and then it would be like, okay, what's for lunch?
Right.
Right? That would be the next thing. It wouldn't be like, hey, let's go start our space mission. It would be, you know, what are we eating?
Yeah.
What's for dinner?
Let's take a selfie. 33,000 miles above the Earth.
Well, right? Sure.
We'd be doing something like that. Now, if you rolled these out when you and I were watching football on Sunday or something, I'd think, what are we doing here, Mike?
Right.
Why do we have a 3D printed steak with algae and insect snacks?
Yes.
Not so good.
But 3 or 6 months into your space trip,
right,
you'll definitely be taking that, you know, with or without steak sauce. You'll take that 3D printed steak.
Agreed.
And from space food to suggestive condiments, one UK man says he's been sickened by the label of a ketchup bottle at a popular pizza chain. Adrian Shan says that he went to Pizza Hut recently and was taken aback by the label on the ketchup bottle, which, after identifying the bottle as Pizza Hut tomato ketchup, also reads shake, squeeze, and squirt.
Mm.
Shan says that he doesn't think it's appropriate, especially given Pizza Hut's marketing to kids and families, and said it sickened him so much he didn't even use ketchup for his food. But despite turning at least one man's stomach, the label isn't new. The Mirror says the label's been a feature of Pizza Hut stores since at least 2019.
Wow. All right, so breaking news here. Pizza Hut has ketchup? That was the first one.
Yeah, their own labeled ketchup, apparently. I don't know if they make it out back or what, but yes. That was the piece of news number one.
I'm not sure I understand the need for that. You're a pizza shop.
Right.
You have ketchup.
I don't know. I haven't been to Pizza Hut in a while. I assume they have. Do they have French fries?
Yeah,
I don't exactly know what's on the menu at a Pizza Hut these days.
I would tend to think there'd be ranch available.
Right. Well, they have
so
wings. They have wings, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah. But, I'm not exactly sure what – and this is the UK. I'm not exactly sure what they're doing with the ketchup around the pizza. That could be a whole other story if they're putting ketchup on the pizza.
Right.
We shouldn't even probably get into that.
Yeah.
But this guy's a little upset.
Dear UK – just leave any ketchup away from pizza.
Right.
That's how we roll.
Probably not needed entirely is the moral of this story, is that you probably don't need the bottle of ketchup there in the first place.
Well, that's the UK. How about the guy's line, though? It sounds like an app for swingers, or an ad for swingers, he says. Oy, oy, oy. Thanks, Mike. No matter what kind of wireless plan you have from any of the big wireless providers, they've all got one thing in common: the catch. The part where too good to be true has too many extra charges to be worth it. But Mint Mobile figured it out. They offer premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month. What's the catch? There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is they only sell wireless service online. No retail overhead saves them and you a lot of money. You can also keep your number and your phone, no losing your existing contacts, and get unlimited talk, text, and high-speed data on the nation's largest 5G network, again, for as low as $15 a month. And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee. To get your new wireless plan for just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/Gordon. That's mintmobile.com/Gordon. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Gordon. Thanks for being with us. Finding a car may be harder than in recent memory, but shoppers who do line up a new vehicle are more likely to qualify for a loan. Cox Automotive found access to loans in September was 5.5% easier than during the same period a year earlier. Generally speaking, credit access from banks, credit unions, and captive finance arms at automakers is nearly back to pre-pandemic levels. However, only automakers have loosened up loans to the level where consumers are just as likely to qualify in October now as they were in February 2020 before the pandemic. MarketWatch says that doesn't mean car dealers are flush with vehicles. Inventory levels remain at historic lows, as we've told you, as automakers struggle to source parts. Supply chain bottlenecks, compounded by the global labor and computer chip shortage, make new cars challenging to locate. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on this morning. Once again, here's Jennifer Koshenka.
And now, the three big things you need to know. Number one.
President Biden says he's open to altering or eliminating the filibuster in order to protect voting rights. Biden was asked about the filibuster at a CNN town hall.
When it comes to voting rights, just so I'm clear, though, you would entertain the notion of doing away with the filibuster on that one issue? Is that correct?
And maybe more.
Biden was also asked if he would consider using the National Guard to address the shortage of truckers to move goods from the nation's ports, and he responded, "Yes, absolutely, positively, I would do that."
Number two.
The House has voted to hold former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena issued to him by the lawmakers investigating the deadly Capitol riot, Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin of Maryland.
You can't blow off the United States Congress from your sofa and think you're going to get away with it.
The contempt resolution, which was approved in a 229-209 vote, will now head to the Justice Department for possible criminal prosecution. Contempt of Congress is a misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a maximum fine of $100,000.
Number three.
A congressional committee is seeking documents and information from the NFL regarding the investigation into the Washington football team and how the league handled it. The House Committee on Oversight has sent a letter to Commissioner Roger Goodell requesting by November 4th all documents and communication about the probe into the workplace culture in Washington. Committee members say they have serious concerns about what appears to be widespread abusive workplace conduct at the WFT and about the NFL's handling of the matter. Above average temperatures across the South and most of the East, more snow and rain than average across the Pacific Northwest and Great Lakes, and below normal precipitation in the Southwest. That's the winter forecast from NOAA's Climate Prediction Center. It will be a La Nina year when a natural cooling of seawater affects the position of the jet stream. Prepare for Yuletide overload beginning today, October 22nd through December 25th. Broadcast networks, cable channels, and select streaming services are serving up more than 115 original Christmas movies. Several festive movies contain mini cast reunions, including Hallmark's channels You, Me, and The Christmas Trees. As for Hanukkah films, well, there's only one, Hallmark's Eight Gifts of Hanukkah.
I wonder if we're more in the mood this year for Yuletide overload.
It's starting today. So you ready to watch Hallmark today?
Oh, yeah.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the course keeps changing right before your eyes. And in order to maneuver it, you need an expert by your side. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the Windows PC and tech solutions you need to help you get out in front and stay ahead of the game. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
Some people treat investing like a game, but not Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Their digitally managed portfolios are backed by over 150 years of financial experience. So play games with your money or put it to work with a digitally managed portfolio from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Go to Marcus.com to learn more. Brokerage and advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member SIPC. Investments involve risk and may lose value. Thanks for being with us. A North Carolina town finds itself under siege by buzzards, and nothing the locals do to scare them off seems to work. The News and Observer of Raleigh says the buzzards have chosen the town of Bunn as a meeting place for the past year, and they're congregating everywhere. On Wednesday, there were 28 buzzards perched on a cellular tower, another 21 at the high school. Allie Leggett says she encountered 58 in her yard, on the roof, along the fence, and atop the garage. She said they peck at the bricks on her chimney, pulling them down. Other locals say the buzzards ate the roof vents off a restaurant. No one in Bunn seems to know why this is happening. In December, Bunn High School fired a propane cannon day and night. It worked initially, but the birds returned. The school also hung vulture effigies around its rooftop. That didn't keep them away either. Federal and state law, by the way, outlaws killing, hurting, or harassing the buzzards. That'll do it for this hour. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. Fortunately, GEICO makes it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. It's a good thing, too, because having a home is hard work. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. GEICO.com. Easy.